the universe. We know that this all started from the Big Bang because we can see pictures of it now. But before that, was there something that caused this? Are there multiple Big Bangs? And the fact that it's still going on now, in that the rate of the acceleration of the expansion of the universe is increasing all the time. Is it going to stop? What's going to happen? There's a theory that repulsive gravity is the reason as to why we're all moving away from each other. So obviously gravity works in the sense that when you have the Earth, and if we're in the air and there's the Earth, we are pulled down to the Earth, and that is due to gravity. Now, repulsive gravity is essentially almost in a way the opposite, where from a pinpoint, everything moves away. Instead of moving towards it, it moves away. And this is called repulsive gravity, hence why the universe is continuing to expand to today. Now, people then ask, what is the shape of the universe? What is it like? Now, there are several theories on this, but there's an idea that it's actually a huge bubble. Now, hear me out on this. So obviously we all know it's a known fact that the Earth is a sphere. So when you stand on the Earth and you look a mile ahead, it all looks flat, right? But that's only because you can see a tiny segment of the planet. But obviously, if you zoom out, it's a whole sphere. Now, when we look at other galaxies, stars, etc., etc., it all seems to us that it's flat, and that's because we can only see so far. And so it's the idea that actually, because we can only see a limited amount, potentially, that the universe is infinite, that we're actually in a huge bubble, circular slash sphere type object. And that could be just one universe, it could be multiple. I don't think we'll ever find out, that's my take on it. There are other people who believe that the universe didn't have a big bang, and so it didn't have a beginning, and it doesn't have a middle or an end, and that the universe is eternal, which I can't compute my head around. It's so crazy, but it's the idea that the universe has always existed, and there's no really sort of beginning, middle and end, that it's always been here, and it always will be here, which, yeah, I just think that's mental. Moving on, we've got the chance of life. Now, this is a big one because sort of the stereotype, if you don't believe there's other life, then you're just very narrow-minded and dogmatic. But let's break it down, okay? So there's, 200 billion stars in the Milky Way in our galaxy, so the Sun is one of 200 billion stars, right? So let's say there's 2 trillion galaxies, and each of these galaxies have 200 billion stars. Because remember, for there to be life, there has to be a habitable planet for it to be from or to be on. So there's 200 billion stars, 2 trillion galaxies. Each of these galaxies has roughly similar amount. So that therefore gives us a probability of something that's very high, 99.99999, and then 2%. So it's very, 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 very likely that there's other life. In terms of in our own solar system, you know, the big one at the moment, I think, is Mars. Obviously, finding water on Mars is a big thing, because that is the quintessential for life, really, having water. Obviously, they found water on the moon as well, so that raises possibilities. There's Europa. So Europa is one of the 79 moons of Jupiter, and again, that has ice and water, minerals. I think, you know, these are all things which are set conditions which make the possibility of life even more likely. I think that it's important to note that the set conditions for life to occur as a distance from a star, so not too close, obviously too hot, and not too far, because then it's got giant gas planets like Neptune and Uranus and stuff, where life's not possible. So where Earth is sort of at a set point where it's far enough in that it's not too hot, but not too far in that it would be too cold, and so life would be impossible. So that's important to know. Whether it orbits, you know, some planets don't spin on our axis. Obviously ours does, we have a 24-hour day. some planets don't spin, and so therefore it's essentially hell on one half, but the other half it could be complete opposite. And then of course water, as we mentioned before. Now when I've listened to the experts, by the way, I'm not an expert, so like Brian Cox, so he predicts that per galaxy, or predicts, yeah, I suspect that's the right word, there's maybe one or two civilizations per galaxy. Now, think of it this way, and this is where you need to think, right? We've had science for 500 years, right? So we've been learning about it. We learn new things all the time, but science has been a field for 500 years. Now, imagine if there is a species that has had science for, you know, 1 million years. So you look at what we've accomplished in 500 years. We've accomplished so much in so many levels. Imagine what a species could accomplish in a million years, or even longer. But that, you know, that's just an example. And so in that sense, if there's a species in another galaxy which has been around, or at least had some concept of science for a million years, they should be ahead of us. Our galaxy's 13 billion years old, but we've only had science for 500 years. So think of it like that. We've not really had that long to progress technology or anything. So think of an amount of longer time, what another species could do. And so in that sense, they would be ahead of us in all aspects, basically. Now, there's a thing called the Fermi paradox, which is sort of the belief that we should be seeing all these aliens and extraterrestrial lives, but where are they all? Why can't we see any? Right, this is the bit where it's a bit of an anticlimax, because due to the universe expanding, as mentioned before, everything's out of reach. So for us to get, for anywhere to get to another galaxy, it would take billions of years, because the universe is continuing, is so far away, because of the speed at which we're moving away, it would take too long. So, unfortunately, a bit of an anticlimax, I don't think we'll ever see, well, not in our lifetime, but I don't think we'll ever see other life from other galaxies or not, which is why it's hopeful that on Mars there might be something. The Great Filter Theory is another one where, due to a species taking control, so, like us, for example, we've come across many hurdles, so diseases, torrential weather, volcanoes, eruptions, asteroids, you name it, that's just a few. And we've come across those hurdles. A lot of species haven't, and so therefore they become extinct. Now, we're sort of ahead in terms of other, compared to other species on this planet. And obviously we don't know whether there were species before us or there's species ahead of us now. We're not sure. But the problem is that due to a species taking control, as we have done, of this planet, we're already on the path to destruction, which sounds a bit pessimistic, but bear with me. So because we've taken so much control, and we are looking now to colonise, i.e. Mars, the Moon, and eventually it'll be other planets, until it comes to a point where we spread out as much as we can to increase our chances of survival across our galaxy, in that we then therefore own the galaxy. But this is a problem, because we've not seen that on any other species in any other galaxy, which suggests one of two things. One, that they've already done it, but therefore destroyed themselves, or two, that it's not possible. Thank you for listening.